You're listening to a podcast from Victory. We must impart to the next generation and intentionally set them up to succeed in God's purpose for their lives. Learn more about this truth in week two of our series, Generationship.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Arby. I'm one of your campus missionaries here in Victory Metro East. And this afternoon, it is my privilege to be able to preach this tong Campus Sunday. This is the second week of our series, Generationship. Ayan. So it's the last week, the second installment, and the last week of the series. And every year, we get to talk about this. You get to have a Campus Sunday. So bakit nga ba? Because we always believe in the next generation. We believe that this is God's calling for us since 1984. And then 36 years later, this is the same calling that we have. And personally, I believe also in the campus ministry because I've been a product of campus ministry. And the reason kung ba't ito yung title natin, but generationship, because we believe that all generation, not just a single generation, not just the campus missionaries, not just the young people, but all generation, we all get to go hand in hand in reaching out the next generation. And that's why we want to talk about this. This is what we've been talking about. So last week, sa 9 a.m. service, Pastor Joe Bonifacio preached to us, and then in the 3 p.m. service, Pastor Ian Daguman, and they talked about Saul and David. Diba? That's what they talked about, the transition that happened between Saul and David. And now, we are moving to another transition in the life of David. So, medyo kwento talaga to ni David, yung pinag-uusapan natin. So, yung lahat ng David dyan, hindi po kayo yun, pero si King David po to ng Israel. And before we proceed in the preaching of the word, no, let me ask you this. Paano mo masasabi na successful ang isang tao? Ayan. So, pwede nyo po bang i-comment sa baba para makita namin ano yung mga sagot nyo. Ano nga bang success para sa inyo? Diba? Maring iba-iba po tayo ng sagot. Maring yung iba sa atin, ang success yun yung pag marami tayong kotse. O kaya pag may maganda tayong bahay, magarbong bahay. O kaya pag may beach house na tayo. Yung iba naman, successful sila kapag nagkaroon sila ng magandang asawa, ng masayang pamilya. Diba? Yan po yung success para sa atin. And hindi man po masama na hangarin itong mga bagay na to, no? But, and it's not bad that we get to enjoy this thing, these things, diba? But, minsan, when we think of success, ako personally, when I think of success, it's something that I would want to have in my life. It's something that I want to achieve in my lifetime. But, what if I tell you that success that can only be achieved in our lifetime is too small of a vision and too small of a goal for us? You know, one of the most successful people in the Bible is David. Diba? Yung topic natin yan. But you know what? His success went beyond his lifetime. And he made sure that it would happen. So yun yung pag-uusapan natin yung Sunday. So yun po yung pag-uusapan natin. So medyo malawak po yung storya natin ngayon, and yung pag-uusapan natin magigaling siya sa iba't ibang books ng Bible. So please bear with us. I hope that you have your Bible or you can screenshot kung ano naman yung mga verses na papakita natin dito. But first, let me read from 1 Samuel chapter 7 verses 11, yung latter part ng 15 rather. Sabi dito, ayan, so sabi dito, "And I will give you rest from all your enemies. Moreover, the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you a house. When your days are fulfilled and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring after you, who shall come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever." Verse 14, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. When he commits iniquity, I will discipline him with the rod of men, with the stripes of the sons of men." In verse 15, "But my steadfast love will not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away from before you." You know, God definitely blessed David a lot. I mean, makikita natin sa buhay yan. di ba? He even promised a great retirement plan for David. Yun yung mababasa natin, di ba? Sino ba dito gusto niyo ng magandang retirement plan? Ako personally, gusto ko puno, no? But you know, that's God was blessing David a lot. Sobrang dami ng blessings to David. And David was already an epitome of success. You know, in that process of God blessing David, David actually thought of something. He wanted to build God's temple. He wanted to build a temple for God. He wanted to bless the Lord with that. Kasi alam niya, he gained already so many things. And then the Lord was also giving him this vision. But you know, God told him, nakita natin sa verse na binasa natin, diba? Oops, parang hindi ikaw gagawa niya. No? Sige, I'm glad that you had that vision, but you know, yung anak mo yung gagawa. No? Diba? What God gave him was a vision. Yes, the vision was for a temple to be built, but the vision really was that his son would build the temple. That it would be his son that would build the temple. It was a vision that can only be fulfilled in a beyond his lifetime. And sa panahon natin ngayon, wala naman tayong need na ipatayo na build na temple, no? Hindi naman na natin need yun. Di naman tayo ina-ask ni God, I think, di naman tayo ina-ask ni God paggawa ng sobrang laking temple na may gold, may bronze, may silver, may mga carvings and all, di ba? Or di natin yung afford yun for sure. But, syempre, kung i-ask ni God. But definitely, you know, the vision that David had during that time, I believe this is the same vision that we get to have now. Diba? God wants us to have a vision that goes beyond us, that goes beyond our lifetime. Ang tanong, what is God's vision for you that goes beyond your lifetime? What is that vision that God is giving you? Kung wala pa, you can ask the Lord for that. You can pray, Lord, what is it? What is that vision? And I want to hold on to that. But if you do have a vision, is it seeing a nation that experiences spiritual revival? Is it that the next generation now would become the leaders of our society? The people that we get to disciple now? But you know, personally, I believe that the greatest vision that God is giving us is that we get to build a generation where the Spirit of the Lord dwells. The temple of the Holy Spirit. Di ba yung sinabi sa Corinthians eh? That we are, our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Nakalimutan, no? But our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. But not only that, in Peter, the letter in Peter, no? He also said that, and we are the living stones, we are the temples, we are living temples. And you know, basically that's what the vision that we get to have. We get to build the next generation. The temples during their time was the dwelling place of God's presence. And the temples that we are now, lahat tayo, we all are temples. We become the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit, of God Himself. That we have the presence of God. And that vision, the vision that I believe God is giving to us, is that we get to build the next generation to be the dwelling place of the Spirit of the Lord. And what can we do with that vision? If that is what God is telling us to do, or if that is what God is envisioning us to, yung vision na binibigay niya sa atin, naubos English eh, no? Kung yun yung vision na binibigay sa atin ni God, ano nga ba yung gagawin natin dito? Ano ba yung pwede natin gawin? Diba? You know, just like David, he had a vision and he made sure that it would happen. It was beyond his lifetime, but he also made sure that it would happen. It would happen. Imagine, he was planning for the greatest building ever built by this time, which I believe was a great wonder. And if David was to create it, or if David was to build that up, it would be a monumental moment. it would define yon. It would define yung rulership ni David during that time. But the Lord told him na, hindi ikaw, yung anak mo yung gagawa. Maring pwede kung ako si David, pwede ako ma-insecure. Pwede rin po ako na maging passive about it. But he did not do that. Hindi siya nagmukmok. Hindi siya naging passive. But instead, he prepared everything for his son. He prepared everything for his son. And yun yung mababasa po natin sa 1 Chronicles chapter 22 verses 14 to 15. Ang sabi dito, I have worked hard to provide materials for building the temple of the Lord. Nearly 4,000 tons of gold, 40,000 tons of silver, and so much iron and bronze that it cannot be weighed. I've also gathered timber and stone for the walls, though you may need to add more. You have a large number of skilled stonemasons and carpenters and craftsmen of every kind. You have expert goldsmiths and silversmiths and workers of bronze and iron. Now begin the work and may the Lord be with you. Imagine, the Lord gave David a vision for the next generation. What did he do? He acted on it so that the vision will be fulfilled in the life of his son, Solomon. Last week, we talked about a different story where Saul was the first person who actually believed in David, that he can actually do something great. But at the end, he became insecure because David was doing so many things, so many great things, that he surpassed the things that Saul did. And he became insecure. King Saul became insecure, and that led to his downfall. You know, that could be us. We can be insecure of the success of others, especially of the generation after us. Kasi minsan, that's it. You have. Ako personally po, I would always think, I'm a millennial. I've been through two. I've experienced this era na walang internet, and I've also experienced the internet. So minsan, I would think of myself na yung generation ko is superior than others. But you know, And I would try to fight for it. I would say I'm more resilient than the Gen Z. I'm more tech savvy than those na nauna sa akin, Gen X. But you know, I believe that's insecurity. And that could be my downfall. Diba, lalo na ngayon, no? Diba, what we can see is that there is always this battle between the generations. My generation is better. Mabata ka pa, ganyan. But you know, that could be our downfall. Or we could be passive kasi total naman sa future pa naman 'to mangyayari, bahala na sila, 'di ba? But I believe God wants us to do something about this vision that he's giving us for the next generation. But what can we do to prepare the next generation into becoming a generation greater than us? Because that's what God wants, and that's what we always say. We want the next generation to be 10 times better than us. But what can we do to help them? Una, be godly people. Be a godly influence, rather. You know, one of the saddest reasons why many of the young people that I got to disciple leave their faith is not because God wronged them. Hindi dahil nagkamali si God sa buhay nila, not because God did not answer their prayers. No. Most of the time, the reasons why these young people lose faith is because of the people that failed them, because of people of faith that failed them. They don't get to see God in the lives of the people they look up to. May sabihin natin, yes, our faith should not be anchored in people. But how are we helping the next generation to believe in God if they cannot see that in our lives? So ang tanong po is, kamusta po ba tayo with God? Kamusta po ba yung relationship natin with God? Because if okay po yung relationship natin kay God, unti-unti, binabago po tayo nito, and then we get to live out the Word of God in our lives. If we have a vibrant relationship with God, it would be seen with how we act, with how we relate, especially with the next generation. And definitely, when the next generation gets to see that in our lives, they would want to enter into a relationship with God also. So una po, be a godly influence. Let's all be a godly influence. Pangalawa, we disciple the next generation. Maring ano, iba-iba naman po tayo ng season. Maring iba-iba po tayo kung saan tayo linagay ni God ngayon. But if there is a next generation, wherever you are, hindi naman po required na, Gen Z dapat siya, dapat millennial, mas bata sa, ayan na ng tipong nagkaiba kayo ng generation, ng label. No, it's just that someone that is younger than you. I hope that we get to disciple them. I'm not boxing into that. We can definitely disciple people that are older than us, or the people of the same age as us. But when there is someone that is younger than us, a next generation that we may call, I hope that we get to disciple them also. We preach the gospel to them. We remind them of who they are in God. Because we all are forgetful people, and sometimes that's what the young people need to remember. We believe in them. We get to believe in what God is doing in their lives. We get to believe in their capabilities. And we listen to them. Genuinely listen to them. Because all they really want is to be heard. That's what they really want, to be heard. And maraming salamat po sa mga parents for continuously discipling your children. More than the campus missionaries or the church leaderships, church leaders, discipleship at home matters the most. And we want to thank you for continuously praying for your children, discipling your children. Thank you. Or mga kapatid niyo kung you're someone who is older. Maraming salamat. Not only that, maraming salamat po sa mga ministry partners namin for continuously partnering with us campus missionaries and being able, so that we'll be able to go where the students are. You are a part of what God is doing in the next generation. But not only that, maraming salamat po for everyone that is part of this church. Kasi sure kami, di lang ito calling namin mga campus missionaries, but we all take part in reaching out the next generation. We all get to disciple the next generation. Don't be intimidated by the next generation. Just because this is what the social media says, this is what we see in social media, but I hope that we get to disciple the next generation and we get to influence them. And last thing that we can do, marami pa po, no? But these are just three things that we can do. Pangatlo is, we honor them in front of other people. David did that with Solomon. Sa 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 17, then David ordered all the leaders of Israel to help his son Solomon. Diba? David acknowledged that Solomon was young and inexperienced. We can see that in the chapter. But what he did was that he helped Solomon in every possible way so that he would be successful, so that the temple will be built, so that Solomon would become a great king. Ang tanong po, do we believe in the next generation also? So much so that we can confidently brag about them to other people, that we can endorse their leadership, that we can trust their leadership, and that we can create a platform for them. You know, one thing that I don't like about labeling on generations is that rather than highlighting the positive things of this specific generation, what we normally highlight are the negative things. Kaya po may medyo minsan mababang tingin sa mga Gen Z, kaya naman po, sometimes we think of the boomers as an okay boomer, ganyan. Iba-iba po tayo ng pananaw. And sometimes that's what happens. We compartmentalize una, and then we highlight the negative things. But you know, what we can do actually is to see the good things in these generations and create a platform for them through these good traits that we can see in them. For example, when it comes to the Generation Z or to the younger millennials, one thing that we can know of them is that they are woke. Ayan, sobrang woke. Yan po yung term na ginagamit ng mga kabataan. So when we say woke, socially aware po itong mga to. As in socially aware, they know the social issues, they know a lot of things about the government, about politics, about current events. They know a lot of things and they have their opinion about these things. And sometimes, this can easily be labeled by people as masyadong palaban, masyadong matapang naman itong mga to, hindi sila humble. And that's what people would try to maximize in the next generation, in the younger generation. But with the right biblical perspective that would be instilled to them, imagine how this awareness that they have can change and transform the nation. And I can brag about the next generation for that. I can brag this next generation for that. I know one Gen X, his name is Charles Almodovar. He graduated from UP Diliman, Bolsa. He was reached out when he was in high school sa Felix. And he's very much socially aware. Kung makikita niyo yung Facebook page niya, marami siyang pinopost about politics and such. But one thing that we can know about Charles is that he loves God so much. And imagine this dreamer of God, this lover of God, dreams of becoming the next president of the Philippines. Sorry. Imagine this young man dreams of becoming the president of the Philippines. Imagine the impact that would make. Imagine. And I hope that we get to give platforms to the next generation. More than just highlighting the negative things, I hope that we help them na makita yung good things in them. That we get to believe in them, and that we get to brag about them, that we get to honor them in front of people. minsan pa, no, may tendency po tayo na na gano'n, na parang mas ipo-point out yung mali. But I hope that when we get to point out the wrong things in private, and then when we get to commend them for the good things that they do, we get to do that. I hope we get to do that publicly. Imagine the impact that that would make in that person. And imagine the impact that that would make in a generation that was given the right platform, that it was instilled with biblical foundation. Imagine what would happen in our society if that happens. So what are we going to do with God's vision for the next generation? Are we preparing the next generation for the great calling God has for them? And you know, as we work hard for this vision, imparting the heart of God and imparting your heart for them really matters. It really matters. And that's the second thing that we need to do, impartation. It says in 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 2 to 4, "I am about to go the way of all the earth. Be strong and show yourself a man. And keep the charge of the Lord your command, your God, walking in His ways and keeping His statutes, His commandments, His rules, and His testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn, that the Lord may establish His word that He spoke concerning me, saying, if your sons pay close attention to their way, to walk before me in faithfulness with all their heart and with all their soul, you shall not lack a man on the throne of Israel." This was David instructing Solomon. But more than instructing, he was imparting to him the heart behind it. Hindi siya tipong listahan lang ng dapat ganito at hindi dapat ganyan. Di ba po? And ang resulta nito, we can see that in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3, "Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father. Only he sacrificed and made offerings at the high places." David made sure not just to instruct, but also to share his heart to Solomon. So the question is, what are we imparting to the next generation? Nakikita po ba nila yung puso natin? O nakikita lang po ba nila yung instructions natin? Minsan kasi po, puro tayo, ako personally, that's my tendency. Puro po tayo bawal, bawal ito, dapat ganito, dapat ganyan. And sometimes what happens is that they are forced to do this. Or worse, they rebel. They rebel. And sometimes ako po, no, my tendency is that kapag nagkukwento, may nakandahan na po akong sagot, hindi na po ako nakinig. Pag sinabi niya ganito, parang, okay, ganito yung sagot dito. Dapat ganito. But you know, hindi po nakikinig yun. Hindi po talaga nakikinig yung ganon. And that's not what the young generation need. The younger generation needs. That's not what they need. Listening is one of the most underrated but very essential communication skills. You know, that's so underrated. It's one of the most underrated, but it's very essential. I hope that we get to listen to them, genuinely listen to them. Minsan po, nung sila mag-rant at may makikinig sa kanila, syempre pag may mali, pag may kasalanan, we get to correct them. But I hope that we get to do it in the right tone. But I hope that we get to listen first, rather. And you know, it's not always that easy to do this. It's not always to be patient. It's not always to give the heart behind the instructions that we say. And I hope that they get to see our hearts. I hope that they get to see the heart of God. And it's not easy to do that. It requires so much explanation. It requires so much patience. But that's what causes lasting effect in the lives of the next generation. Impartations happen in not in formal settings. They happen in relational situations. When I was being raised as a campus missionary, the person that made the most impact in my life was Kuya Jerry, Pastor Jerry De Sago. He was my Victory group leader back then. I think he was one of the first people I said that I wanted to be a campus missionary. And what he would do is he would invite me for dinner. He would ask me to join him sa pagpunta sa fort para sa din minsan si Ate Che. And he would give stuff that would make me survive in the early years in the ministry. And during these times, I get to see his heart. I get to see how much he loves God and how much he tries to know God more and more. I get to see how much he loves Ate Che, si Pastor Che, and how they honor one another so much. Sobrang hashtag relationship goals. And how much he, also I get to see how much he loves discipling people and how he tries his best to build relationship with each member of his small group. It is in the nitty-gritty of our relationships that I get to be imparted of his heart. And it is in the nitty-gritty of the relationships that you get to have in the next, with the next generation that would make impartations possible. I hope that we get to hear them out. I hope that they get to know na we are there for them. I hope that the next generation would get to experience the love of God through us, that they would get to see the heart of God through us. So ang tanong po, when the younger generation get to encounter us, what would they feel? What would they feel? Would they see someone that they can count on? Or would they see someone na magmumulis lang po sa kanila at someone that they don't want to talk to? I hope that we are the former rather than the latter. So then what are we imparting to the next generation? And I hope the most important thing that we can impart to them is this, prayer. Yung prayers po natin. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verses 18 to 19, David actually prayed for Solomon, and this is what he said. This is what it says there. O Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our fathers, keep forever such purposes and thoughts in the hearts of your people and direct their hearts toward you. Grant to Solomon, my son, a whole heart that he may keep your commandments, your testimonies, and your statutes, performing all, and that he may build the palace for which I have made provision. David prayed for Solomon. You know, in the busyness of him preparing everything, the busyness of him imparting to people, imparting to Solomon, David never forgot the most important thing, and that is prayer. Have we paused and prayed for the next generation? Have we actually prayed for the next generation? When was the last time that we prayed for the next generation? Was it in a formal gathering like this? Or is it in a prayer meeting? Or do we get to pray for them in our own personal time with God? Three things. Vision, impartation, prayer. VIP. Ayan. Very easy to remember because the next generation is our true VIP. Right? Whatever generation you are in, maring you are the youngest generation, definitely there would still be a generation that would follow you. You know, David's greatest success was not the riches. It was not the wins sa mga battles. It was not the title. His greatest success was Solomon. You know, the next generation is not a trophy to display. Hindi po yun ganun. Ay, ito yung itong victory group na to. Grabe, sobrang galing. Ay, itong anak ko to. Hindi po sila trophy. They're not the trophy to display. But the next generation is our inheritance. The next generation is our inheritance. And their success is our success. So, ang tanong po, what are we doing to help them? What are we doing to help them? You know, the sad part in the story of this, of Solomon was that he may have been a great king, but his heart eventually turned away from God. Yes, maaring we may blame David for not being a good role model for Solomon when it comes to marriage. Kasi sa Deuteronomy, makikita po natin doon na ang isang hari, dapat iisa lang po ang asawa, but David had 7. Imagine that. And then when it was Solomon's turn, he had 700 wives and 300 concubines. Whatever we do, the older generation, whatever we do in moderation, the next generation would do it in exaggeration. So, yeah, we can blame David for that, but I believe that ultimately it was Solomon's decision to do so. So when did Solomon's downfall start? When he stopped obeying God by marrying foreigners that led him to idolatry. When there was no one that was speaking in his life anymore. When he did not prepare the heir to the throne to become leaders that would build for God a great nation. If you are a young person here, three things that we want to leave to you. Three things that we hope that you would get to learn. Una, hear from God. Before anything else, before anyone else, before the world would tell you your identity, before you get to be soaked up in social media, I hope that you first get to hear the still small voice of God, because that would secure you. That would be your greatest affirmation. Hear from God. Pangalawa, seek godly counsel. Talk to someone when things are not going well, when there are things that you need to process, thoughts that you have that you need to process with, that you need to be processed. I hope that it's not bad that you have all these informations. It's actually good that you are so much smarter than most of us. But I hope that you get to talk to someone who would process these things with you. Seek godly counsel. And last is prepare the generations after you. You are not the last generation. There would definitely be generations that are after you. But when it's your turn, I hope that you get to prepare those after you also. You know, our battle cry in every nation campus is this: change the campus and change the world. But just as it has been a battle cry for our ministry, I hope it becomes a personal battle cry for all of us. No matter what season we are in, no matter who we are, no matter what generation we are a part of, I hope that this becomes a battle cry for us also. And how is this possible? The gospel. Only the gospel. I hope that all generation, and we hope that all generation will get to know the gospel. And it was God's idea that the next generation gets to know him. In Joel chapter 2 verse 28, there was this prophecy. It says here, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions." See this. All generations get to dream. All generation gets to have a vision. All generation gets to see God's heart for them. And the Holy Spirit is being poured out to all generation. And it's our privilege to partner with God in this process. Our privilege to help all generations, especially the young people, to know the love of the Father, the saving power of the Son, the comfort of the Holy Spirit. You know, 5 years in campus ministry, I started in campus ministry in 2015. And you know, I hope I can tell you all the stories that I know of how the gospel changed the lives of students. Of how one young man, his name is Charlie, na sobra nung high school po siya, kinakwento niya sobrang bulakbul siya, dami niyang bisyo and all. But when he came to know, and feeling niya hindi po siya makakapagtapos. Ganun po yung pakiramdam niya. But you know, when he came to know the Lord, he surrendered all these things. He surrendered all vices. You know, one thing that I can really, truly be proud of with this man is how he became excellent. He graduated. He is an excellent employee now. He recently got a promotion. And I get to see him worshiping God with his word. That's because that student was reached out. Because when he was a student, he was reached out. There are so many stories of how a student who used to be confused of who she is became secured of her identity in the Lord. Of how a student who was reached out in high school eventually worked in the academe to shape the minds of the students now. Of how an excellent architecture student became a godly architect who refused to participate in the corrupt ways of his former company, of his former employer. Of how a young lady in high school got reached out and now is raising a beautiful baby girl with another man that was discipled also at the campus. So many stories of campus ministry. I personally am a product of campus ministry. Radical, PUB shirt ko pala to, no? Switched out in PUB. You know, I believe in campus ministry because I get to see how God moves in the next generation. When I look at these people, when I look at the young people, I can't help but be secure that God is doing such a mighty thing in the next generation. So let me leave you with this. The next generation is our inheritance. Let us dream with them, build relationship with them, and pray for them. So now, let me pray for three groups of people. Una po, I want to pray for the older generation. Maaaring hindi nyo na po kinoconsider sarili nyo na the next generation, alam niyo po kung sino po kayo. But I want to pray for you. I want to take this opportunity to pray for you and to believe in you. Lord, I pray for the older generation. For us, the older generation, I pray that you would give us the grace to lead the next generation towards you. To always believe in your calling in the lives of the next generation. I pray, O God, na hindi po kami yung unang pupukol at hindi kami yung unang manghuhusga sa mga kabataan, but rather it would be us that would be dreaming with them, that would be building relationship with them, that would be praying for them. Lord, the next generation is our inheritance. So Lord, help us. Help us, God, to influence the next generation, to be the people that you want us to become so that the next generation would be so in love with the Lord because they get to see us being in love with you. Lord, I lift up to you the next the older generation. I pray for parents. I pray, God, for provision to be upon them. I pray for grace to be able to raise godly children. Lord, I pray for those who are planning to have their own families. I pray, God, that you would prepare them also. And I pray for all of us, oh God, that you would give us opportunities to be a blessing to the next generation. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Next group of people I want to pray for the next generation. You know, if you are a student, if you are a young, maaaring alam nyo rin kung sino kayo, if we say the next generation or the younger generation, we believe in you. We always believed in you. Maaaring minsan you might feel disappointed with us, the older generation. Don't worry, the feeling is mutual. but actually, one thing that I can really see when I look at the next generation is how great our nation would become because you are the future of this nation. So let me pray for you. Let me pray the prayer that David had for Solomon. O Lord, the God of all generations, keep forever your purposes, your thoughts, in the hearts of your people, in the hearts of the next generation, and direct their hearts toward you. Lord, we pray that you would grant the next generation a whole heart that would keep them in so that they may keep your commandments, your testimonies, and your statutes, performing all, and that they may build the kingdom for which you are building the generations to come. Lord, we lift up to you the next generation. Lord, we thank you for their lives. I pray, God, that they would not first listen to the world, but rather they would listen to you first. I pray that they would get to fulfill the calling that you have for them, that they would get to live out the identity that you have for them. And Lord, I pray that whatever it is that they may be going through right now, so many things are happening. Anxieties, depression, confusion, so many voices that they get to listen to. But I pray, God, that you would give them the peace and the comfort that they need, and that they would be focused on you, that they would get to see in the middle of everything. And Lord, guide them every single day, guide them every single day. Thank you because you love them so much, God, that there is great hope in our nation because of them. This I pray in Jesus' name. Last group of people that I want to pray for. You know, if this is your first time here, you've been attending for a long time, but you haven't surrendered your life to Christ yet, God wants to enter into a relationship with you also. God loves you. God wants you to dream dreams. God wants you to have a vision. And God wants to pour out His Spirit to you. And you only need to do one thing. And that is to surrender your life to accept His invitation for you. So let me, if that is you, and you want to accept this gift of salvation, let me pray for you. Just follow this prayer after me. Panginoon, maraming salamat for loving me, for dying on the cross for me. Lord, I acknowledge that I have sinned against you. Jesus, be the Lord and Savior of my life. I repent of all of my sins, and help me to follow you for the rest of my life. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the people that would help me get get to know you more and more. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Congratulations. I believe that this is the best decision that you have ever made. So, that's it. Maraming salamat po for joining us. That ends our series, Generationship. And before we go, let me pray for you. Let me speak a prayer of blessing for all of you. Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives. I speak blessing to be upon your people. Thank you, God, for the provision that would come. Thank you, God, for everything that you're going to do. Thank you for the healing. Thank you, God, for wholeness that will come upon your people. And Lord, bless us so much so that we can be a blessing to other people. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Maraming salamat po. See you again next Sunday.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.